chicken, there's a bone like this?
That's your wishbone. That's the kids always had to break the wishbone, right.
Which end would you want when you break?
Well, you'd always want over half, which you'd get the centerpiece, and then your wish would come true.
Uh-huh.
Or supposed to. Under the table.
Does that work, or do you know?
I don't know. I suppose it did, maybe in the country. That was our belief, because we fought over it enough. Well, especially if you got three kids, which I was raised up in a family with three, which is small family, but if you only had one wishbone, there's only two could pull on it. And you had to pull on it underneath the table.
Uh-huh.
To make your wish come true.
Nowadays, a farm where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and all, you'd call that place a...
Call it a dairy now.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides a commercial farm like this?
No.
Where did y'all keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, we kept our milk in the icebox. We just kept it chilled, but we didn't keep that much on hand, and you never kept more than one milk cow, mostly,
mm-hmm.
per family.
What about potatoes or turnips? Where would they be kept?
Your potatoes would be kept underneath the house, just on the ground.
In the cellar? Or?
Underneath the house, not in the cellar, just laying on the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all your houses. And usually it was around 3, maybe 4 feet high off the ground. You could almost walk on them if you were small enough as a kid.
Did y'all raise cotton at all around here?
No cotton. Now, I had my share of picking cotton. My uncle raised cotton in Bernal Park.
Uh-huh.
Not a real big cotton farm. Mostly in Shamuckley, where my uncle lives, is where I went during the summer months,
uh-huh.
pick cotton.
Where is that?
Shamuckley.
Uh-huh.
That's between Pensacola and Jay, Florida.
South of here or north?
It'd be north.
Uh-huh.
Northeast.
You know when you have to get out there with the hoe and sort of thin the cotton out?
Chop the cotton.
Okay, you had to do that?
Oh, yeah.
What different kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
We just call it weeds or grass.
Mm-hmm. Any certain kinds of weeds?
No, not particularly.
And say if you had just a small area planted, like a small area of sweet potatoes, you'd call that a... Instead of calling it a field, you might call it...
Well, you always call it a garden, I guess. It's...
Okay. And to break up the ground to get it ready for planting, you break it up with a...
Turn plow.
Were there different kinds of plows?
Well, you had a turn plow, and then, of course, once you use your turn plow, you disc the land up.
Uh-huh.
With a set of discs, and then you had the... believe it or not, we used old bed springs to level the ground a lot of times. And then you take and you got your straight plow for you cutting your rows.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come behind that with the turn plow mm-hmm. again.
What do you call something with little teeth in it that would break up the ground real finer than a plow?
I don't remember the name of that. We didn't use too much of that.
Did you ever hear of a spring tooth?
I know what you're talking about, but we never used it in the country.
Did you ever hear of a hara or hara?
No.
And when you're plowing, the trenches that the plow cuts is called the...
furrows?
And... when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No.
And two mules hitched up together, you'd call that a...
I don't know, now we only use one mule at a time as far as farm, as our farm.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever hear of a team of mules or a pair of mules?
Yeah, I've heard of teams, but we never did have a team of mules or what have. It was just one man, one plow, and one mule.
And what different kinds of fences did people have?
Well, you had your regular fence, which you have today is not as good as the fence we had, but and then you had your board fence, or even a few places had the log fence.
What do you mean log fence?
The smaller, just a small tree that was cut down and trimmed by hand with an axe.
Was it nailed together or what?
Yeah, well, you always put your post down and just nail one to the other one, and the nails had to be quite long to go through the other one.
You nail the log?